Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about location, location, location. All week to this week, we're going to talk about true real estate cliches.
Some are good.
And next week, we're going to talk about ones that are ridiculous.
So true meaning they are real estate cliches.
Yeah.
And they're ones that we do believe in.
Yes. And they're worth, you need to know about them. And if you already know about them, you need to think about it once again and maybe laugh about it a little bit with us. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And as you're listening to us, or really probably watching us, drop your questions below into the comments section on YouTube.
Cool. Joe asks, I bought a 1.29 acre property and found out there is an illegal septic system on the property and the county's requiring that it be disposed of before anyone builds on it. I had a guy about to buy it, but he somehow discovered this by calling the county after he'd already signed the purchase agreement, and closing was held up for 2 months due to title company error. Goodness. No one at the county or township informed me of this problem when I called. Of course, the person that sold it to me didn't tell me, probably because they just wanted to dump the problem on someone else. What would you all do in a situation like this? I know what I'd do.
What would you do?
Write it off.
Well, this is an info lot, and it's expensive.
Or unload it. Like, I would be very, of course, upfront and honest and transparent about it, and I would have the price adjusted to, make it a good, how do I say this? Because of the problem, I would have that reflected in the price. And sadly, it bums me out that the person who did this to him, I don't know if I would, see, here's my thing. Do I want to go back and fight it with that person?
Hold on a second. Let's take a couple steps back.
All right. I'm getting all into it now.
This is not the norm.
This
I intentionally
true.
Left this question in here.
Okay.
Our producer chose this question.
Yeah.
And we all know Joe.
Yes.
And he's a super good guy, and he's going to do the right thing. But and you have a choice. This is very rare that this happens. Very, very, very rarely.
It's true.
And maybe not often enough. The celebratory questions and stuff don't happen through this venue. But it happened.
Right.
And it happens once in a while. So you can throw the legal book at this person and say they didn't disclose it. Or you can fight it and spend a bunch of time, or you can solve the problem.
That's right.
And I would solve the problem. I don't think that removing a septic system is very expensive at all. It's you dig a hole in the ground, you take some stuff out. And I may be oversimplifying. I don't know. I don't think I would pass this on to the new person and adjust the price.
You don't think so?
No, because I know where he's buying and selling real estate, and he doesn't need that reputation in that market.
Well, here's what I would do. Here's another idea, because I've done things like this. Like, I can do X, but I'm going to charge Y, or I can give you all the information. I've got a company lined up. I know it costs, X amount of dollars. Here's the guy's name. Here's what's involved in it. I've done all the work. And because I don't want to hang on to the property for the month that it's going to take to do this. And, maybe somebody else is going to love it. And
it's hard to answer these questions. Like, if there's $150,000 of spread.
That's true.
Of margin. And it's going to cost $25,000 in an extra month to fix this and clean it up.
Oh, that's true. Then I might do it.
Right. So now, it's just hard to answer it.
That's true.
I didn't say Joe's asking the question wrong at all.
Right.
It's just tough sometimes for Jill and I to answer questions with half or one-tenth of 1% of the information. So,
point. If I'm going to make $100,000 and it costs $20,000 to move it, no-brainer.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. Make it perfect.
Yeah, me too.
And we can get it done. That's fine. That's true. If it's $5,000 up for the property, and $1,000 to move this, I might just say, hey, it's cost you $1,000. That's why it's priced at $5. It's worth $20 or whatever it is.
We're working on a website called infillreport.com with a guy who works for LA County as our business partner, and this would have smoked that out.
It would have saved.
So, yeah.
That's true.
On the acquisition side.
True.
And it's slated to be released it's slated to be released before the end of the year.
Cool.
So, hopefully
it's awesome.
Just because of situations like this.
Yeah.
Today's topic, location, location, location. This is the meat of the show. What does that really mean? Like, when you hear that, do you remember the first time somebody ever said, oh, it's location, location, location?
Yeah. It was in a conference. I don't remember exactly the first time, but I can tell you the sentiment. It was talking about God, why does it cost so much to be here? Kind of thing. And we're like, you know, location, location, location. And that comes from growing up in Southern California. Because I remember, remember learning, like, why is it so expensive where we live? And then where my, you know, my all my relatives, my cousins are in Michigan. I don't get it, you know, kind of thing. And then it was like, oh, now I get it. That was when I first kind of heard it and understood it. What was it for you?
You know, I hear that. I hear location, location, location. The first time I heard it was from a really old neighbor in Michigan. Like, the guy was 180 years old, explaining why something was so expensive.
Right.
And so my gut reaction was, first of all, why do you have to explain why a piece of real estate is so expensive?
It's true.
That was my, and I was like 15 years old.
It's true.
You shouldn't have to explain why it's so expensive. You should look at it and say, oh, it's expensive for that, because of that, because it's on the water, because there's a mansion on it, because, so.
It's sunny 320 days out of the year, or something like that.
Yeah, so anytime you ever hear location, 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 and ever since then, I've always kind of chuckled to myself, because it's like, oh, well, look, it comes out of, like, overzealous real estate agents' mouths.
Yeah.
Why? How can you justify it? Jill and I just looked at a house on the Strand.
Yeah.
In Southern California, it's $15 million.
Yeah.
No, it was $16
million. Yeah.
Which just ends up being like almost $3,000 a square foot.
Right.
And you know, I would just wait for it. Well, location, location, location. Mm-hmm. This is the most unique piece of property in the world. This is what this agent said to us.
Right.
There isn't anything like it. Anything. And Jill and I were just looking at the guy with our jaws on the ground going, you have no idea who you're talking to.
Right. That's funny. Every time we do that, I'm like with an agent. We don't really talk. We usually use the data, wear the data hat or something. And it's funny. I love to hear what they're going to come out and say.
This ultra unique piece of property.
Awesome.
That you're asking $16 million for. Well, right down the street, somebody just bought one for $4 million bucks. That's just about pretty close to it. It's not exactly like it. So it's not
that. But it could be.
Location, location, location is, in my opinion, a true cliche, but it's all still relative.
Right.
You know, if you have two pieces of property that have pretty much the same attribute, the same location,
right.
Let's not kid ourselves. It's pretty darn close. They're pretty similar. You know, and there's such a price variance, then you have to ask yourself, can you justify that use that cliche to justify price?
I wrote down a couple notes.
Yeah.
So here's what, before we did this show, and I was just kind of taking a step back and thinking, what does this mean to me? As I often do. What does this mean to me? What do you mean to me?
We'll get to that in a minute, because I'd like to hear that.
So I was thinking, okay, what does this mean to me? And I'm thinking, well, number one, when I hear location, 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 well, duh, look at us. It's no secret that where we live and our lifestyle is because we want to be at the beach, like, darn near on the beach, where you can ride your bike, have a boat nearby, and the weather's gorgeous. It's, you know, safe for children to play in the front of the house, you know, all those things, and we are willing to pay for it. Yeah, all right, so check. The second thing I thought about is everybody else, and I'm like, you know, it's interesting. Looking at all my neighbors and everyone around us, and heck, all of Southern California, it's clearly a mindset, and there are a lot of people that see the value in that and are willing to pay for it as well. So I don't feel crazy. So something about location, location, location. It's not like my house is this house and the money next door. We all have that mindset, so it all kind of plays into it too. And then the third thing I thought, you know, when you're looking at this and you're like, oh gosh, you know, people who come out here and they look at us like we're bonkers because how much we spend and where we live and the lifestyle. But the data kind of backs us up. You know, I hate to say it.
Data backs us up. That's what she said.
And
I don't know why. Every time Jill talks about data, she goes like this. And the data backs it up.
All right. I love data. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know what? I started to make t-shirts a while back, and I'm going to follow up on that. That's data's the new bacon. I'm going to do that. I had that whole thing going for a while. But anyway, the data does back it up. Like you just said, you just threw out these crazy $3,000 per square foot comps.
Yeah.
You know, that number, I should say. Well, guess what? There are comps next door for $3,500.
Yeah.
And there's a comp for $4,200 a square foot. And then, you know, $2,900 a square foot. So this location, 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 it's real. You're right. It's true.
Yeah, it's real. It is. It's real, and it's not just $3,000 a square foot for housing. Right, I'm talking about, let's get back to land for a second.
Right.
You know, what's a ranch worth in the middle of Montana?
Yeah.
Now you're talking about $4,000 or $5,000 an acre max, maybe a lot less than that. And then you pit that against another ranch that's, I don't know, 25, 30 miles down the road that's got some different attributes, and it's $500 an acre. What's the deal there? Well, chances are there's a locational or an attribute situation that with the other one to justify the price. Or maybe there's not. That's a business that we're in. So our business is finding the gems based on not the actual asset itself. Here's why this all works. Let me tie this all together. Here's why this all works. Because it's not so much the location or the asset itself that's valuable here. It's the situation that the seller's in when they open up your letter and see how much you're willing to pay and how fast they can get out of it. So location, location, location is on the true side, the good side of real estate cliches, because you can make it work for yourself.
Yeah.
We call it an attribute. Or we call it access. We call it the 4 A's, some version of that.
Right.
If you don't know what the 4 A's, please go to the website, our website, or one of them. Usually, probably land investors, and just look it all up.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of talking about it, honestly.
It's all right. I cover it. I covered it on my show. I talked about it the other day.
So let me play devil's advocate.
All right.
Or do you have something to say here?
No, I have nothing to say.
Everything you just described about this little community that we live in, and justify how expensive it is.
Right.
If you go 20 or 30 or 40 miles up the beach north.
Yep.
Or south.
Right.
It's same exact attributes that Jill described.
Right.
But half the price.
Especially north.
How do you justify that?
South is weird. It's location again.
It's half the price.
Yeah, well, like, okay.
You still have all the things you just listed. I'm respectfully putting you on the spot here, because I really actually personally want to know the answer to this.
Well, you know the answer.
I'm going to name names. If you go to Santa Barbara,
it is cheaper.
It's half. If you go to Orange County, it's probably 75% of what it costs here. Is it better or worse?
Well, for us, I think it's better. I like it. But anyway, all right. So Orange County gets worse. Like, yeah, there's parts in Orange County that are worse than here.
What do you mean worse?
$48 million.
Oh, more expensive.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, although we have some of those too. But, all right. Back, remember that guy? We just heard a guy that was offered $100,000 for.
This is what I'm saying.
Sorry, no wait.
These urban legends.
What was it? What was he offered again?
It's all a bunch of crap.
$100 million. That's it. He was offered $100 million.
It's real estate agent BS malarkey.
That's true. I know. He's just making it up, I'm sure. Okay, so back to the question. Are you asking me the question? Or are you done?
Yeah. No. I totally want to know. Like, all the attributes you just listed. If you go to Santa Barbara, north of Los Angeles, or you go to Orange County, south of Los Angeles. The prices are very, very much more attractive for us.
I would argue it's a different attribute that's changing the price. For example, location to Los Angeles. There's a definite difference.
That's what I think.
There is no Strand. Definite difference. It's a smaller community. Definite difference. School system. Definite difference.
You got me there.
So, you want me to keep going?
I think that the proximity. Here's the thing. There's people who. Then I forget.
Small airport.
I forget this all the time. We can live wherever we want, literally, if we have an internet connection, where it's not going to affect our financial outcome at all.
Right.
In fact, it may enhance it. It will enhance it if it's cheaper. So, not everybody's like that. There are a lot of people that have jobs. Most people have a job, and there's a lot of, you know, Los Angeles is the second largest city in the world. So, people who do well financially, they have to live here.
Right.
That's what's driving this price up.
That's true.
Their lack of mobility. So
that's very true. We aren't trapped.
I'll leave it at
that. Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. Spend another 15 minutes with us listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss worst property on the best street.
And we answer your questions. Post it on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. This is fun. these cliches.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mean to be argumentative with you, but it's just devil's advocate situation.
Like, no, it's
I
want to,
you know, these cliches, this stuff I've been hearing, at our age, when we walk into a house or into a real estate deal, I can tell you what these agents are going to say already, and it's all some version of these cliches. It's so funny.
I know. It's kind of, maybe, you know, it's, I know, I think I'm so numb to it now.
Yeah.
I don't even hear them. Mm-hmm. So some of the things that you were telling me later, do you believe what that guy said? I'm like, you know, I didn't even hear it. I know
yeah.
What he thinks. I know who he thinks he's talking to. That's not who we are at all. I'm here to look at the asset and get out.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear that.
You've always been better at letting things roll off your back.
Thank you.
Letting, what is it? Yeah.
Water roll off a duck's back?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, since I have a minute, I would like to plug a few things, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
One is, if you haven't seen it, please check it out. I am every Wednesday at 2 o'clock Pacific time on Facebook Live. Ask me anything you want. It's Getting Started with Land Academy, and I'd love to have you join in. And it's recorded so you can watch it later on Facebook if you go to the Land Academy Facebook page. The other thing I'd like to say is we have a special ending on Halloween. So for details, go check it out at landacademy.com.
Awesome.
Thank you. Share the fun by subscribing, by hitting the subscribe button to stay up to date on our podcast. Or if you are new to a channel, and then if you're watching on YouTube, please like us and comment on what I'd like you to see in future shows. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.